Blog Talk Radio.
I'm fucked up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
DA got that dope.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, start the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Your bitches undercover. I'm an action city lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dollars free. And we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Fly a private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
Blow the brains out the coupe. Pully on the top but I'm on mute. I'ma bust her wrist down cause she cute. Fuck her on the yacht, I've been up pool. She an addict for the lifestyle in the paddock. Big daddy, how you ever flush a nail fabric? I be dripping to death, I need a casket. And we got more strikes than the rough, I'm foul tackle. In the middle of the field like David Beckham. All my niggas locked up for real, I'm tryna help them. When I got a meal, got me the chills, don't know what happened. Pop pill, do what you feel, I'm on that zombie. I'm more like a Taffy, I'm not no Gandhi. I'm more like I'm David Goliath running. Niggas be cloning, I find it funny.
Clone.
We from the north, straight out the dungeon. From the north. I go in the mouth, she comes to me nuts. 300 the watch, out of your budget. Mean muggin' got me clutching. Yeah, and this stick right out of Russia.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, fled the mansion. Drop the roof.
Cut. Gotta tell preacher boy, sit your $5 ass down before skins make chains out of your big ass. Demon on guard. Sit your $5 ass down. Preacher boy, sit your $5 ass down. What's up? Now, what's going on, 586-6674? What's on your mind? You got your fucking hand up. Soon as I open the line. What's going on? What's on your motherfucking mind?
I'm on mute.
Why you on mute? You put your hand up like you have something to say. Well, what's up, Detroit man? Man, I'm a little late today. But I'm slaving. I'm fucking slaving right now. Slaving. God damn it. But nevertheless, I said better than never. So I'm here. You boys here. P here, mama here. We here. Let's see what we're gonna talk about today, man. You know, ain't too much racing going on. It's the 2022 Winning Nationals. So, you know, ain't really too much track. I know as everybody talking about, well, next year this and next year that. I'm guilty of it sometimes, a lot of times, but we did hear Vine won another shootout, so we got to take our hat off to Vine. He getting out there telling motherfuckers in the South. He a northern guy, and he coming down winning, taking their money. I talked to Vine briefly today, and he told me going down south, getting in the shootouts is like Verbo used to do. Zabo used to go all over the country taking, winning the shootouts. So Vine say that's what he on. He on a shootout tour right now. He's going down taking these boys' money at, in the shootout. So going down south and getting in them shootouts is like taking candy from a baby. So I said, damn. Fine, you ain't scared to say that kind of shit, man, and these goddamn fine at these goddamn shootouts gonna be gunning for you, Spybine. And he told me that, you know, they know he coming. And he don't know why they just don't just turn that money over as soon as he comes through the gate. I said, well, Ryan, don't you think these guys want to fight for their money? He said, yeah, they want to fight for it, but they know they ain't got to win in this situation. They got a no win. They in a no win situation. So we would like for them to just start turning the money over when he comes through the gate, and they see that it's Von, and say, "Go, tell them what it is. You know, I'm here. Just don't give me the money. So say nobody beat him in the shootout." But I did inform him that it won't be long. He ain't gonna keep winning all these goddamn lucky ass shootouts of all this lucky ass winning. So, you know, I let him know that. So, you know, I'm gonna see if we can get this Vine on later on in the broadcast. See if Vine will come on. By the guys, I didn't think I was gonna have a show. But I was doing something, so I couldn't be on time today. But nevertheless, I'm here, and gotta see about what shootout, find one, and where was he at. I didn't get a chance to ask him all that, because I was into something earlier. So when I get him on, I'm gonna see what shootout he won. And what state was he in? If you got, if you know where Vine was at and know what shootout he won, you know what? Somebody just texted to me on where the phone. Oh man, where the fuck my phone at? All right, hold on. Okay, hold it. All right, hold it. Okay. Oh, man, somebody asking for the number to the show. Hold on. Here we go. I know Slop knows. Slop Bird, what's up, baby?
No, hey, Kimo. Race car.
Yeah, come on.
Vaughn was down in Macon, Georgia at Aunt Bonnie's number race, man.
Oh. Wait. He was down in Beers Town.
In Macon, Georgia.
Hang on, man. Where is Beers at, man? Beers let him come down there and take that money out of town.
I don't know, but Vaughn, they say Vaughn been trying to go up north to your town and get in a two-car shootout, but he ain't had no luck yet.
Vaughn. How
are
you gonna do that? We got salt on the roads up here.
But I'm saying he's trying to invite your man down to where it's warm at.
He talking about Little Willie.
No, sir.
He talking about my brother. Who? Who are you talking about?
Mr. Black.
Oh, okay.
And Mr. also. Black. Another gentleman by the name of Aunt Bonnie was trying to secure something with him and has been unsuccessful at this point as well.
Well, Black might not be running right now because of, I don't know. I got to see if some of the guys on here in a minute. They don't know that I cranked the show up, so, you know, we running a little behind. They probably was already on before I got on. But give me a second, and they're coming in. But right now, not here, so, I got it. Matter of fact, hold on, let me get Aaron on his phone. Hang on. I'm gonna get one of the hosts of Young Money on.
Because I mean, He done said a few things, but they don't add up to what he be saying otherwise. You know, he said he got a few difficulties here and there, but hey.
Slop.
Yes, sir.
Where we go, Slop?
I'm right here.
Ann say he on, just listening.
Yeah.
I guess one state, you know, see what Black gonna do.
I think you had clicked out, but he said he having some difficulties with a few things right now. And I said, but
okay.
He ain't stopped talking yet. Now, we know he'll engage, but when these gentlemen in the ring waiting on you, sometimes it's all right to just kind of back out the limelight. Like,
mm-hmm.
Until you ready to
go. Okay. Now, I do know Black will go. Now,
oh, definitely. I ain't taking that. Yeah.
And I wasn't on earlier, so I don't know what they had to discuss.
Yeah.
I came on for a hot second, but then I had to go because I was getting my spaceship ready. You did? So I had to get the spaceship ready to set sail. You know what I'm talking about? So,
yeah.
Okay, I think I got old Aaron with
his
hand up, but, you know, here we go. Hey,
y'all. Man, who's looking for me, man? Who's looking for me?
Hold on. Yeah. Hey, Aaron, I got a few guys on. You know, telling them how Vine and Winning took some money out of the South on another shootout. And I was informed that his Vine guy was looking for one of the members of Young Money. And I thought, well, I don't think they'll take too tiny to that. But they'll come on and let you know what's what when they do decide they're going to appear. Well, I guess Vine implied that he needs to be ready for Florida. Is that what Vine's saying? I'm Slop.
Yeah, I understand he's ready.
Hey, Kimo, he won that grudge hit belt too, I think, man.
He did.
Oh, you said what? I couldn't hear what that person said.
He won the grudge is what they said.
Yeah.
Hey, how them belts go right there?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Yeah, you're bunny on it, too.
Yeah,
I know it's all steel, all glass. Yeah.
You got travel for them motherfuckers, though.
Well, Vaughn went down there and he brought it home. So now it's in the north.
Yep.
It's in the north.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want that motherfucker, you have to goddamn go all the way up there to get
it. Well, we know they ain't racing right now, so. And everybody going to be in Florida. So, you know, there's still some southern racing going on.
Hello?
Hey, Bone. Yep. Got you on the goddamn show, man.
Out there, man.
Well, yeah, you at a club, Bone?
Nah, I'm in the shop.
Oh, okay. We need to figure it out,
man. Club.
Don't it make you want to come up here? These guys from the mid up north and shit been pulling your ass out. Don't it make you want to come up here and do a little something or nah? You still want to stay down there and make
it? Yeah, I'll be able to make sure. As long as schedules allow, I mean, if shows ain't on top of other shows, I'll be there.
Oh, okay. We need to see your face up here, man.
I'm coming. I'm coming up there, and I'm going to come kick somebody's ass up there.
Huh?
I'm coming up there, and I'm going to come kick somebody's ass up there.
Yeah, because they always talking about you coming to pull yet. You know what I'm saying? You want somebody to come down there. It's time for you to make an appearance, Bunny. Maybe your luck might change. What you think? You been paying these guys punk outs and all type of shit. We need you to get up here,
that's
man.
Just this year. I don't beat their ass plenty of time. That's just this year.
Oh, that's just, you just having a rough year, huh?
That's all, you know.
He let that damn Vaughn get away. I saw you immediately locked him back in. Huh.
Yeah, he didn't leave the track without me telling him to come on with it.
Oh, okay. You telling him you got to add that back, huh?
Yeah, get that lick back.
I'm
sitting well with him right there. I got to see if it's really real. If something else in Florida, I'm going to say it's real.
He say what? He fuck you up again? You'll know it's real then?
Yeah, he fucked me up in Florida. I'm saying it's real.
Oh, okay.
I somewhat stand down, but, you know, he got a job to do.
Now, I got a question. Now, you know, I got a lot of old-school grudge racers, true grudge racers on the show that really don't believe in showing nothing and popping nothing in class racing, right? So
right.
I see, like, for y'all belt that you put a stip in there because you want a guy to have at least a block rule. You know what I'm saying? I got a question with that. How do y'all do that? Like, do y'all tell a guy to take his hood off and undress him?
No, we don't. That guy ought to look at
him. Well, who would be the guy?
Hey, that's up y'all choice to agree on when y'all challenge him for the belt.
But how would I got a 10-6, I got a 10-7. How y'all going to determine which one is which?
Hey, you got a tech guy that knows he measured for what he's doing. Not nobody just out there bullshitting. You can determine.
Okay, so I'm at the track, and Vaughn got the belt. He got the right to tell me. Just say Vaughn got the belt, right? I see him at the track. Man, I want that Grudge Inc. belt, okay? He got the right to say, man, you got to find a tech man to make sure you pass tech.
Yeah, he got to tell you all of that, what he want, where, how he want it, when he want it. But he got no 30-day window to race for that belt.
Oh, he got a 30-day window. Okay.
Yeah. Mike could have told me no, but, you know, hey, he agreed to it, and we put the lockup on the belt. So he didn't have to run me for it. But when I called out for it with the deposit up there, you know, hey, he just said turn it over.
Hey, so did them four cars get checked for the 10-4 deck height?
Yeah, why? Do you want to lock in now, motherfucker, since you back on here again with the run of your mouth?
No, I just asked the question, sir. I don't want no smoke.
How about fuck your deck height and come
I know you told me earlier, sir.
Yeah,
I was just asking because
like
you never answered my question. I don't want to argue with you. I just want to. I know you came up with the rules by yourself, so they kind of favor you. So I just want to know, did you check some cards?
No, it don't favor me, to be exact.
I mean, they definitely favor you. You could have said any deck height. You said some odd-ass 10-4 deck height. That favor you.
I could have said what I had, and then they would know that it made a lot of you pissed off, but I did it on period of the class. So,
no, Bonnie, I don't want to argue. I had asked you a question, and,
right,
you know, it's all good.
I'll talk to somebody.
Hey, Bonnie, you a bad motherfucker. I don't want to argue with you.
I don't want to be a bad one. I want to fuck you wrong. That's what I want to do to you.
Yeah, I want to fuck you wrong. I want to do you dirty. You already know that.
Hey, Bonnie.
Lock me in and do me dirty, motherfucker.
Bonnie, you don't feel like this class racing, Bonnie. It ain't got too much class. Like the class racing, though?
It is what it is. Just like that. If you run the shootout, you class racing. You grudge racing, get the fuck down. Like I just told him.
I just feel like you should have had a panel to come up with them rules. You made the rules yourself.
Either way you do it. Anytime you enter a shootout, you enter the shootout upon the rules. So if you class racing.
Put them in there, and I, like, salt him in my pants.
If you grudge racing, then it's whatever.
Thank you.
So you came over with your cell phone. Who had the rest? That's you, Bonnie, at the restaurant?
That's me, Lil Will. My bad.
I'm on mute. Damn, G. Go on upstairs. Move this board out back out the way. Move it over there.
Hey, what belt is here that y'all talking about?
Hello? We're talking about this Grudge Inc. What is the belt called? G-Body belt? What is it called?
It's a tall glass G-Body belt.
Okay. Okay, we just trying to figure it out. Okay, Bo.
It's a class racing, that's all.
Okay, as long as you admit that you say it is class racing. Okay.
Everybody class racing now. They get 44 guys, guess what they doing? They class racing because they going in a class under rules.
Mm-hmm.
You can't think it's grudge racing.
Y'all can't even call it a grudge shootout then.
Yeah, my will not here. You're going in up on the steps.
Right. Okay. I got you.
But back to Jesse James, I wish y'all would say something wrong. I'll fuck y'all world up.
Hold on, that phone. I got to open my mic back up. Yeah. I'm opening everybody's mic back up. I didn't know where the noise was coming from. I'm opening everybody's mic back up, man. I wish you guys...
Lord have mercy.
You guys got to be courteous. Be courteous, man. You know what I mean? If they talk, y'all talking. Y'all talking. If y'all doing something else, go on mute.
If you hit a wrench, that's thinking about it. That's me.
Hey, Bud. That motherfucker said he wish y'all fucking would move. He going to get on y'all tail. Guys, dog it.
Damn.
I close their mic, but sometimes Bud be talking out of turn, but
mm-hmm.
I can't even mute his mic no more because what you saying, that I know he's mad.
Oh, man. Mm. Mm.
I'm going to leave him alone. I see him. He don't really go. He don't want to go. He don't mean what he say.
Damn. Damn. Well, all I can say, Pony, I guarantee you right now he's over there sipping. But when he got back,
mm-hmm.
he's going to be wide open. I already know. Sipping on some wine.
Oh, man, not the cognac.
Well, I wanted to get drunk and do something stupid.
Guys,
he's still. Hey, Kimo, I just got a text that they still muted.
You can be drunk or you can be sober and do something stupid.
Okay. Kimo. Yeah, I'm
with it, man. Why do you insist on saying whole shit against me and you see what I'm out here doing in this racing, man? And I represent the North. Why do you insist on keep saying little whole shit like I'm in the bed laying down. I got to work in the morning. I'm out here showing love to the show.
Bud, if you come on here acting like a jackass, you give us
Kimo, you ain't even
there.
Kimo, when you ask about Detroit and racing, they speak my name. So why would you want to come discredit me on some weak shit like that? Come on, man.
You know that nigga, old ass nigga, man.
Listen, I'm in Florida regardless. Soon as I find out if this motherfucking silver and black Monte Carlo Jesse James is going, you know it's on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give two fucks about no Amboni. And you know this.
Damn.
Amboni,
you give two fucks. Hold on. You give two fucks. Don't lock in. You know that bitch going to be there. You got to wait to lock in.
That nigga.
forget you got that.
Hey, Bonnie, I respect you. Your name carry weight. That's why you can make some fake ass moves. You got it. And make it fair for you. Your name carry weight. But when I pop that pussy,
I don't want you to disrespect me. But block me in.
No, I never disrespect you. Oh, yeah, I'm going to disrespect you when I pull that shoot in your face.
Well, you got a motherfucking job to do. You know, we won't have it without a locker, motherfucker. What's wrong with your locker?
I
just drive.
Money. I
told
you
earlier. You move
as soon as
are you moving?
Listen, man.
Which one? You need the pack, or they getting
Which one is it? Man, you already know what it is, Boney. I ain't got no shame in it. I'm the driver.
Okay.
As soon as I hear from my partner,
I could have been called him.
I could have been called him and found out. I'm gonna let him call me. We all busy.
Okay,
we all
that's what you mean.
Going on.
I believe my partner. I hear you don't.
But listen, ain't gonna be no difference when I stick dick to you though.
Hey, you can't do it, motherfucker. I'm laying right here saying come fucking, you won't fuck.
Okay. Hey, we done traveled. We done traveled lots and lots of hours to come and try to do it. It just never worked out yet. We done traveled hours and hours to come do it. It just haven't prospered yet. It haven't manifested yet. But we on your ass.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell. I done told you and all the right,
fuck. I mean, Bonnie, you a bad motherfucker. It ain't like I'm talking to a weak motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like I could fuck you up.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I don't even feel like, you know what? I'm gonna keep it like that. I feel I could fuck you up. I ain't gonna even say nothing crazy.
What's wrong with your fucker up? Lock me in and let me know.
I mean, I already told you what it is. You want me to be a lying ass? You want me to lie to you on a national show? Or you want me to be 100?
Damn, you been making the call all day. It ain't called not yet.
I mean, I ain't gonna be calling. I'm gonna be in Florida anyway. My partner Black is last minute. That motherfucker might be the day before Florida, and he be talking about let's go.
Well, shit, it ain't last minute. You got 2 weeks. Get busy, motherfucker. Calling. Matter of fact, you got plenty of time to call him. Hang up and call right now.
Damn.
Nah, it ain't that shit. I'm gonna be there anyway.
Go ahead and then make the call, goddamn
it. All right, Bonnie. I like that, Bonnie. You know, you ain't no slouch. You a bad motherfucker, actually, but I'm trying to put my thumb all the way up your motherfucking uterus.
Well.
Where's James Black at?
I don't know. I ain't calling. You know, people be busy and shit, man. I ain't about to keep calling nobody about no racing. He want to go racing, he going to let me know.
I want to hear from we want to hear from the people want to hear from Black.
Man, that motherfucker somewhere lit.
Call him.
Don't look like a motherfucking
call him.
Well, he is Black, man. What the fuck? Hey,
James
Black and the dude. Y'all don't matter. That the one said it? Oh, run that shit, man. You know Black don't run that shit, man.
Well, this motherfucker that's disguised his voice show got Bub Dick in his mouth.
Damn.
I don't know how he talking.
Timo, why somebody can't have my dick in their mouth? Why is that a problem?
I don't know.
I know you love that.
You got your dick in his mouth.
But everybody else have. Y'all, it's a lot of orgies going on. Why my dick can't get sucked?
I don't know, but. He's sucking the shit out of it right now, bud. I know you enjoying it.
Timo, I've been traveling with Black and Street King, and I've been doing my job. That's all it is.
Yeah. So it's time for you to get your dick sucked by that old stupid father. The motherfucker's disguising his voice. He's sucking a mean dick. Hey, bub, stick it down his throat further so he can gag on that motherfucker. You did?
It's called hey, Timo, that's the thing.
Like
you don't like that. You about to hear
I'm
motherfucker
back,
bad
I'm back,
through that.
I'm back. What
you about to hear
I'm
motherfucker
back,
bad
I'm
through that.
I'm back. Let go, Black. Let go, James Black. Anthony on here clowning on you, man, on your driver. He's clowning your driver right now.
No, the fuck
hey,
he ain't,
hey,
Timo.
Hey,
stop
hey,
lying,
Bonnie.
Man.
Hey, Bonnie, what's going on, Bonnie? We back at it again. Talk to me. Nah, talk back. Hello?
Bonnie, come on. You got all the damn noise. Bonnie, what the fuck is Bonnie running up there?
I was on mute.
Bonnie got them shoes tied. Bonnie got
you?
Them shoes tied up.
I wouldn't want your little nasty mouth ass on my dick, boy. Sit your $5 ass down. You got dollars in the other mouth, boy.
Damn.
But go ahead. Go ahead, Black.
Mr. Bonnie, go ahead. Bonnie, talk to me. I'm going back, man.
You're just mad because they ain't sucking your
blood. What are we going to do right now? Off the trailer Saturday. Oh, 1 o'clock. Come on.
Off the trailer.
This weak motherfucker, man.
He said.
This weak motherfucker. Come on, Bonnie, man.
You need to shake that every day?
Bonnie, no, I ain't trying to shake out. I'll melt your ass Thursday, man. I ain't coming off the trailer, though. We ain't got to wait.
Yeah, fat black bitch.
Bonnie, I thought you was calling up here to be a man. You said you got to get off the trailer. Come on, Bonnie.
Yes, sir. Off the trailer. Hell, I ain't trying to wait around all day. I got way more weight than y'all.
Man, y'all shit, man. Come on, man. That's why I call block, man.
You an instigator, motherfucker.
And y'all ain't got that nail weight block in. I got 5 already. The fuck y'all trying to say?
We don't give a fuck.
I mean, Bonnie, you been Bonnie. I've been asking trying to lock you in. You've been dodging me.
No,
I don't know why you keep locking everybody else in but me.
You got that
over.
All five of your races. All of them off the trailer. You can't go off the trailer all 5 races, can you?
One off the trailer Thursday, one off the trailer Friday. Now I'm trying to do your ass off the trailer Saturday. Now, talk to me.
We had talked about that earlier, Bonnie. I ain't trying to go off the trailer, man. I don't want to.
You ain't
got to
come
off
the trailer, motherfucker. Just have your ass in the lanes at 2 o'clock and let's get busy.
Man. Why we can't go at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock?
Now, off the trailer at 2 o'clock and let's get busy.
This is a scary little shrimp
neck
motherfucker, man.
Which one? Why you want to wait all day? Hell, it's Florida. Weather's gonna be
I ain't trying
good.
To wait all day, Bonnie. I'm saying we just on it.
I'm
my
not trying to get caught
up in
the traffic, man. It's gonna be bad enough at 2 o'clock already. Y'all know how this shit goes. It's gonna get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie, I ain't trying to come off the trailer.
Let's get the lanes at 2 o'clock. I got one at 5 o'clock, and that's it.
Well, I'll run you after your race at 5 o'clock.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not even going to go sit back in the lane with you. You know how this shit go down, man.
This nigga wanted his way.
I don't know.
This
be my first time down there, Bonnie.
Yes, man, in the background. Let
this
me talk
this be the
man,
first time
cool.
I took the crown there, Bonnie. I'm just trying to have a little fun, that's all. I ain't
trying
to make it difficult to lock you in.
O'clock. Come on.
I understand you
look at
me, Bonnie.
Listen,
I'm going to all these rules that you gave. Jesse James versus Project, baby. 105, because I know you like paying funk out, man. 105.
Like a 105, no nothing in there.
Ah.
All right, we'll come off the trailer then. We'll go 105. Come off the trailer.
No.
We're going to do it off the trailer Thursday, 105. And we neither one of us got no excuse.
No. Nah, I ain't going to have no excuse. We can lock the whole pot up.
I got way too many races out there, 105
here.
Fuck no.
I ain't trying to come
this
on.
This is outrageous, man. Y'all hear this shit.
Man, you know
he's
ducking.
I ain't trying
so
to come off the trailer.
I understand
you scared of Bub. He fuck around and cut that light on
man,
your ass, phone.
Go and fuck your driver.
Hey, but
right
the crazy part, everybody on this phone hear this whole ass shit, man. This is why I ain't called you, Black. I already know what he on. He's a scary, tricky motherfucker. That's why he made
his own rules. If you're the man, You could have locked this in without calling, but you need somebody to hold your hand while you're pissed.
No, it don't work like that. We're a team.
Oh, man.
I'm doing my fucking job.
You can't do a bitch ass thing by yourself, so set up talking to me.
As you see, you
yes,
trying to
damn.
Come out, you know, somebody get the man on the phone. He got on the phone himself.
Hey,
and
you
sure
weren't doing all
your talking
when he went on the phone, your scare ass. You can't lock nanny. Let me talk to this man.
Man, I talk to
the
same all day, every day.
Like,
possible,
the trigger. You ain't nothing but a glorified steering wheel holder, wannabe praised ass
man. I don't give a fuck what
man,
you say.
Not
you
a steering wheel holder.
You can't
damn.
Hey, you can't
point
put me down.
Good, but it takes the point. We ain't coming. We get this motherfucker lock the race in. We ain't trying to do a goddamn We ain't trying to crack no joke. We're trying to
fuck up and lock in, you scared
ass clown ass niggas, y'all.
We're coming.
He
don't
want to go up and tell,
man. Y'all hear this shit?
5:05, 2:00. Get in the lane, motherfucker. Saturday, no guts, no glory.
You know the track probably don't open at 2, man.
Yeah, the track open at goddamn 11:00. Get your scare asses down.
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to run us over? Every time you ever locked in with you, it's been your way.
I got
bro.
Other shit.
Every fucking time.
Other shit to do. Get down.
Every fucking time. It's always your way, boss. Damn, it's not one time I could get a lock in, a fair lock in, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm trying to do. Just get a fair lock in. It shouldn't be that hard. You know? I promise you, it ain't gonna hurt
hey, Bonnie,
long,
Bonnie. Bonnie. I ain't got no dog in the fight. Them guys come in 20-plus hours, Boney.
I don't give a fuck
couple.
What they doing. I got to come.
You don't have to come as far as them. $500. Hold on. If he going to meet you on a and go down to a $500 lock-in, you got to at least give and get him the time.
I told him I got other races. I'm just not racing these rude poop ass niggas. That's what I'm telling
him. When is your other race?
Ain't
I got
a dog in the fight.
After that,
I'm not trying
to
yeah.
do all that goofy ass shit.
Mm-hmm.
We can't
good
win with this goddamn bounty, right?
He ain't even going.
Who else you racing, man? Man, I got fucking 5 races right now.
But they ain't all with that same car, though.
Yes, it is. Brother, they've got all them 5 races. I got 5 Progress, I got 2 with Estabilla, I got 2 with Swine Flu that I'm driving.
Got 5 races, you got a guy want to come down there for $500.
5 with 1 car. I got 6 of them I'm going to be driving down there.
Okay, but
telling.
All he asked you for is a 2-hour difference.
What do? I can't do that right now. If I told him 2 o'clock.
Let's just make one big race, man, for Saturday. Let's just make it one big race.
I'm not trying to cater.
I'm
going to
start at 2 and you put the last number with it.
I'm not catering you niggas. We get down there, we're going to do it. So, with that being said, 2 o'clock is your number, and come on.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you talking about coming off the trailer. You can stay down before 2 o'clock, you scared motherfucker. I'm just saying, in the lanes, let's go at 2.
Nah, I don't like that, Bonnie. I'm about to decline on that, Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
He gave you what you asked for, Black.
I let
your heart pump Kool-Aid over there, Black. Your heart pump Kool-Aid.
I'm not about to. Hey, fine. You could get it too now. Why you
champ.
Running your lips?
Champ.
I'm saying, fine. You could get it too now. Saturday, you pick the time.
I'm going to keep you locked in. I'm straight. You got two?
Oh, okay. You just commented in, though, huh? Okay.
I'm just saying, man. I can have an opinion without you drawing on me, Black.
My opinion is you acting
scary, motherfucker. He gave you what you asked for.
I ain't scared. I am not trying to run at no 2 o'clock, man.
Man, that's what time you want to run, motherfucker. At 2 o'clock. That's
mm-hmm.
about time to run.
Oh yeah.
You could go ahead and melt both your ass and drive on and get to another race.
Good point.
I'm gonna do that regardless, Bounce. Let me handle my program, please, sir. I don't try to run you.
Man, fuck you. You about to get your ass locked in. You keep on this phone capping. Keep it up.
Okay, come on, keep yeah, come on.
I'm waiting on you to get you some nuts. Ain't nobody scared over here but you.
Yeah.
You start with two and you can end the number. Let's lock it.
No, I'm fucking with you, Black. I had a couple of races.
Okay. Okay. Back to you, Bonnie.
Good God, Almighty.
Y'all give me all three of them cars who was cool with Rich and Bond. Put them at a out of respectable time. I don't care nothing about them four cars was in that shootout. Not now, Nick, neither one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get in.
You hear Bonnie, ain't locked nobody else in, but he's telling me it's locked. Man, come on, man. I have some type of advantage, huh?
Them niggas scared.
Yeah, them niggas scared.
Yeah,
I think that's who we're looking for, Red Black.
Get him out.
Yeah, Tony keep calling him too, Black. I ain't talked to you to tell you, but the motherfucker harassing me.
Who that?
That goddamn Cootie from Pontiac.
Cootie going to Florida?
Yeah, he said he was trying to get the lock in to take the car. He said he going to be there regardless. You know,
I'm trying to get a couple of these Z-boxes.
Hello?
Where you at?
Oh, my God. Stay right there. I'll be there. I'll grab these bombs real quick. Yeah, I'll grab these bombs. Stay right there, though. We got Shaky Bonnie and Scary Vine on this motherfucker.
Started this game last year.
I just can't believe Bonnie though, man. I can't believe that shit. Just kept trying to get me to call you. I'm like, I ain't calling because I already know what he on. This nigga think he at Burger King and want a Happy Meal from Burger King. Burger King don't even sell Happy Meals.
Hey, Bud, I'm handling some business.
Lil Will, everybody congratulate me except for you. Stop trying to see if somebody a hater like you, man. Ain't nobody in your shoes. Ain't nobody like you, man.
Oh shit.
He's trying to see if he got some company so he can say they like him. Ain't nobody got that hate in their blood like you.
Hey, Vaughn, you know Lil Will got a G-body now. You know that, right?
And I beat him to sleep, too.
Dang. Oh, shit.
I stuff his fucking ears together.
God almighty.
I hate you talk. We'll see when I get back running. Got no oil pressure now.
You going to make yourself
how the fuck you ain't got no oil pressure? You had oil pressure when you parked that motherfucker.
It took you 4 months to get oil pressure. So
it ain't take me no 4 months. I've been racing every fucking week. How the fuck it take
man,
me 4 months?
But you got that fucking weak ass little $50,000 race. You've been racing since then. You ain't racing none before then.
Man, I don't know what you talking about.
You ain't racing none before then. Now that you done found your newfound pain, I guess it feel good, huh? Does it feel good?
Man, no,
what the fuck is all that noise, man?
I ain't got no newfound fame, but shit, you caught
You can't
let
go, God.
Hey, Vaughn, I got a question, Vaughn.
What'd he say? Hey, Vaughn, I got a question. You know a lot of guys. Man, what is all the noise, Timo? God damn.
Hey, Bob, one of these champion shootout famous guys get some heart pressure and want to lock something in, man. Let me know.
Dang. He got to be referring to Bob.
How do old people say tempo, Black? Tempo.
Hey, Vaughn, he referring to you?
I don't know who the fuck you referring to.
I said, when he said 10-4, what do he call you, shootout champion? Is that what he said?
Man, I think he's talking about you. What he said?
You hear me, Vaughn?
You told me who he's talking to. Yeah, I hear you.
Now, I got a question, Vaughn. You know a lot of guys from Detroit don't know. You got a lot of guys on the show. They not from Detroit. So they don't know how Chicago is kind of, like, how y'all kind of divided. So you could say you a wild hunters, right? You a hunters. That's the hunters racing, right? Ain't that where you from?
Yeah, I'm from the hunters.
Okay. So tell me, like, how does the hunters go? Does it start at a number and end somewhere? Is it, like, from, like, 90? You know they go by the streets, y'all. It start, like, at 100?
It start at 100, motherfucker.
100 and go to where? To stop at where?
It stop at 130. Well, it go all the way out to 147, but that's like the suburb. But it stop at 130.
So from 100 to 130. Okay. So where does the west side start at? What numbers is the west side?
Man, you got to ask somebody from the west side. No. It start out west, motherfucker. You going in another direction?
I don't know. Does it go by the same numbers? Does it go like 159 and go up?
Nah, man. They got streets out west. We got the wild hunters. We got the low end. We got over east, and we got out west, nigga.
Okay, so what the south side then?
The south side is like the low
where
end.
Where about where it's at? Just don't get caught in the marriage mode.
Hey,
Juan,
so where's the south side?
Where am I? I just told you. It's the low end, the 100. That's the whole south side. Y'all, how's y'all shit? Don't talk that number.
Nah, it don't go like that. It don't go. It go east and west. But I'm just saying. But, like, okay, what about 51st Street and 30, like them numbers down there? What is that considered?
Nigga, the police, man. Don't tell that nigga.
Man.
That nigga, the police.
We just trying to figure it out. The reason why
we're on Chicago. We consist of Chicago.
Meet me on 51st.
Yeah, well, like, what the fuck? What side is that?
Nigga, the police, man. That nigga, the police.
West side of Chicago, too.
What side is that, Lee?
Chicago.
No, what side? West side, east side, what side is that?
Man, you actually
Chicago side.
Somebody just said you the police, you asking too many questions.
You know, I have a reason. I know you, man, who come off mute with all the damn noise? All the wind and whatever the fuck noise that is. Well, Vaughn, you know I got a reason why I'm asking you this, right?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Because it's like now, like you like the golden child of Chicago, all of a sudden,
mm-hmm.
Which ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, I could take like a lot. Yak was on here talking shit because I know these your day ones. You know what I'm saying? You know how Drake made that on that day one song, right? I know Yak and all them guys your day ones, all them guys from the hunt. It just amazes me how all the guys from the west side, the east side, how all of them are got up under your wing too.
So that's why I'm asking. How does it feel to be the new golden child of Chicago? Go ahead. Lil Will, hold on. Lil Will, Vaughn, answer. Let Vaughn answer. Vaughn, how does it feel? Hey, Lil Will, they ain't not up under my wing. They just showing appreciation that they just got a little proud in their heart. They just proud for me. That's all.
Did I remember a couple months ago when you was
you whooped one of them guys on the west side, and you had, and you was doing the AK drive-by when you was running down the track running back. See, I remember shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I remember when you raised skin in there, and then nobody believed in you. But now it's just like, it's amazing to me when you get a couple wins, or you win a couple shootouts,
you
become the golden child of the whole Chicago.
Yeah, you do. That don't sound. That's the wrong
man. Sound dumb as hell, man.
Yeah, that shit do
sound.
He worried about the wrong shit.
Vaughn,
let him
finish.
But you worried about the wrong shit, man. You hating on another man about what the fuck he's doing, and then you
want
to sit up and talk about motherfuckers that because they happy the man win. You just a hating motherfucker, man. Even say some dumb shit.
It's called support.
Yeah, you are.
It's called support. Lil Will, it's called support.
No, it wasn't support two months ago, though.
How
would
you know?
Don't ride with him when he started winning, though.
Will.
You
don't know
who
the fuck with that man.
Can I please ask Lil Will?
I can't talk to Vaughn.
Yeah, go ahead, Shorty. Ask some questions, Shorty.
Hey, Vaughn, you throw
I can't even talk to Vaughn, though. You're
not giving him a chance.
Yeah,
that's because you don't want the truth. I'm asking Vaughn a question. You supposed to
come on here.
Hey, Vaughn, you see what I'm talking about, man?
You supposed to glorify losing.
Hey, Vaughn, do you understand
question,
what I'm saying?
You can't ask me a question.
How can you come in? I'm asking a man a question.
Shorty.
You come in and cut me off.
Because you said exactly what Lee said.
I'm still waiting on Vaughn to respond to what I'm saying.
But he acting like he don't ask you this one particular question.
Nah, he gonna
when
coach,
the fuck
gonna
you seen a motherfucker jump up and down and praise a loser? When you seen that?
That ain't got nothing to do with
that. I'm asking a question. When do you praise a loser?
Hey, Vaughn,
I'm going to
go on mute
and
get to your answer.
Good idea, Lil Will.
He might got a lot of fans that can talk for him.
Hey, Timo, mute this motherfucking mic, Timo. Timo, go back and mute the
mic. Yeah, mute everybody, Mike.
No,
I'm going to
do
it.
We got to do this shit like hot dogs.
Hey, Vaughn, this is a talk show, and he don't want to answer no questions. How can he win by losing, man? I don't understand him, Shorty. I don't understand him, Shorty. What's wrong with glorifying winning? What's wrong with saying, hey, that motherfucker that tore a nigga ass up? Nothing.
So how is that you jumping from a person losing not being on his side to he winning and he on his side? I don't understand that.
He's from Chicago. We're going to glorify him.
But this the wrong motherfucking talk show. That's what he thinks. He's a dumb motherfucker. Because I've never in my life heard of you come out, kid, and you losing, and I'm supposed to glorify you. And then when you winning, I'm supposed to say, yeah, I was glorifying you when you losing. Now I'm going to glorify you when you winning. That's the dumbest shit in the world, man.
I don't understand him, Shorty.
You supposed to tear his ass up when he getting his ass tore out. You don't supposed to be on his side. When in the fuck do they do that, kid? I just never heard of that in my life.
When James Black was winning, he was going fine black like that. So nice.
I get it. But you can kill him with one little thing, Lee.
Hey, Vaughn,
you ain't got to go with who he was going
for your day ones, Vaughn.
I'm trying to ask
party
one question. When do you go by losing, man? I've never heard of that. They just told Tim out. You's a damn fool.
Is you going to throw one for your day one?
But he got whooped, but he ran. At least I ran.
Day one.
Okay, be quiet then. Hey, fine.
Man, you went to being the fucking police.
Hold on, be quiet.
What side
Let me talk to him.
God damn, you went to talking about 151st Street and whoever police station at it.
Can I talk to him? Can I talk to him?
Yes, you can.
Hey, fine.
What up?
Hey, fine. Now, you see what I'm talking about? How this shit got to be crazy to you, how everybody done jumped on the motherfucking bed. They won't even let you talk.
Nah,
these guys won't even let you motherfucking talk, man. That shit is amazing
to
me.
Lil Will, you just don't want to get to the meat and the potatoes of the situation, man.
No, that's it.
Good point, Vaughn. Okay, tell me what the meat and potatoes is, Vaughn. I'm going to just give you an explanation.
Lil Will,
go ahead.
When you grew up, and I know your siblings are probably a little older, but when you grow up with your siblings, you fight in the house. And they fight each other in the city and race each other, race Vaughn with his other cars and all that. But when he go out of town, he got their 100% support and backing, man.
No, that's a lie.
That's what's happening.
That's a lie.
Hold on. But you're talking about the people that's supporting him and why the naysayer, because
they
support
him now
from
that
Chicago.
He's winning. Now that he's winning, they're supporting him.
Hold on, Lil Will. He's been winning.
He can't answer your one question. Why don't you ask him one question? When
he
have you heard a
motherfucker
glorify and losing? But when you have somebody glorify and losing, though, just go with that he losing. He said what nobody heard when he was losing.
We just going with the coach. Pretend he was losing, Flop.
When do you get to praise the motherfucker
hey,
that
Vaughn.
Lose, Flop?
Hey, Vaughn. When do you do that? Hey, remember that? Remember
that's
that
all you
got to
ask
him,
Flop. We can't answer a simple question, but he
was just honest. When you had to shoot out,
Vaughn. When you got to ask him, one question. Yes, sir.
I really hate to pinpoint this and use this example, but it's a Michigan-based thing. Lil Will on Vaughn, the same way Tim House going to tell me when I ran Vaughn them and won, oh, you didn't beat him. You just won some fucking money. Of course, he didn't cuss, but you just won. It's a Michigan thing, man. They are hating. Hating like a motherfucker, man.
I get it, but you can just point out.
Oh, have mercy.
You can kill him dead with one little question. When do they support a motherfucker that's losing?
Man.
I've never
you
heard of nobody in life
support
nobody that loses.
It's some motherfucker that take
you
go down with the shit. What are you talking about?
And guess what?
Here,
it's
man.
Very few. And guess what?
Now, but
Tim House the only one that supports. He'll support Sweden. He'll support Sweden when they lose. He don't give a fuck.
Okay, I just answered your question.
He don't give a fuck.
Stop saying that.
But you only talking about
one thing.
You never answered the question, man. You're lying.
I know a lot of niggas that go down with
this
shit that is met with a motherfucker.
What
are you talking
about? Let me talk to Vaughn. Hey, Vaughn.
But I just answered your question.
Where's 51st at? Where the police station at?
You kill me with that question.
Hey, Vaughn. What is the hundreds, Vaughn?
Now you switching it
up. Vaughn, what is
this? I just answered your question.
Vaughn, they're not with you. Vaughn, you're a hoe. You're a hoe, Vaughn, because they're not with you when you're losing, and they're with you now that you're winning.
Hey,
that's
Vaughn,
what you're trying to tell a motherfucker.
Hey, Vaughn, all I can tell
don't
you,
don't you try to tell a motherfucker. Which
it's amazing to me, dog, how you got all this support, man.
No,
just,
you
I guess
just
keep up the good work, man.
You want somebody
that's
to support you.
That's what y'all
you.
Are doing.
You want somebody to
doing.
Support
that's
that weak-ass
right
car
now.
You got that you ain't
no,
raised
no,
nobody.
I
you mad because did nobody support the mouse? That's what you mad about, man. You want a motherfucker to support the mouse that you showed your time. And then you sold the beat.
Lord,
that's what you want, man. That's what you want. Be mad because did nobody support him, man. You don't know nothing about no relationships around here. You don't know. A motherfucker might have seen a motherfucker struggling. If that's the case, did nobody support Tate? Tate wasn't doing a motherfucking thing. Now a motherfucker supporting him because he out your car going down the track. You stupid bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck is you talking about? It ain't no different. You motherfucker no take this and take that. Tate wasn't doing a motherfucking thing. They happy to see he ain't crashing his car no more, you stupid, dumb, fat, nasty bitch. That's how it damn. What the fuck are you talking about, man?
He ain't said
you want a motherfucker to drag him in the mud, and he the one to goddamn, that's how stupid you is. We supposed to drag him in the mud, and he done wanted to shoot. He done went down south and did some shit that none of you bitches ever did. You never did it, little weasel. You ain't never went down south in your bitch-ass life and won nothing because you ain't never raced nobody.
Man, he did.
What the fuck
is
you talking about? Kimo ain't never did it. Even Junior ain't did it in Street Outlaws. And you mad because the motherfucker from Chicago did it, and we say hooray, and you mad. So Vaughn, it's just amazing, Vaughn, how they wasn't with you when you were broke and you didn't have a car and you was from 51st. Now they with you because you're from the hundreds. Get your stupid ass out of here, man.
I seen where the North joined together at when Randy beat the ruler. Chicago was celebrating right along with Detroit. Because they were
so the fuck did. You didn't hear that bitch come out and say nothing. Hey, it's amazing how y'all with Randy now. Y'all was against him at first, but now y'all with him. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. I didn't hear you say when Cal City Cal, I never seen them do shit. When he beat the fuck out of him out, them was jumping around and jumped in his pot and every damn thing. I ain't hear your bitch ass say none of that. You ain't say, well, all of a sudden, Cal City Cal, they're all trying to bet with you now, Cal City Cal. A motherfucker, see, they finna win, they going to bet. Fuck is you talking about? Tim Turner even laughed at Tim out. Y'all finna run that? Come on. Let me go and get you a little A to B and go and kill him. Fuck is you talking about, bitch-ass nigga? Tell me it didn't go like that, Cal City Cal. This nigga's a hater, man. He a hoe. He's a homosexual. That's all that is. And y'all ain't telling him what's right. Y'all started trying to argue with him and fight with him. Bitch, you a hater.
Oh, man.
You mad. We can support who we want to support. Everybody can do what they want to do. Hey, kid, how many times them niggas walk past that ugly-ass bitch and didn't say a word? Soon as the bitch got her titties and her ass done and look at Queen, you wanted to fuck. That's how it goes. That's how it always ever been, man. You ain't fucked with no bitch that didn't nobody want to fuck. You waited. Everybody wanted to fuck that hoe. Now you want to put your being in. That's the way it goes. That's how it always been, man. It ain't never been no different. We ain't ever been different, kid. You way older than us. We ain't ever been any different.
Yes, sir. You got a point there, shorty.
If he start getting his ass pulled out, they going to say, Vaughn, you cool, but you got your ass pulled out, man. We over here. He's all right, though. That's why he better enjoy his motherfucking victory or keep winning. That's what he got to do. That's what any motherfucker got to do. They was just sucking the fuck out Trigger Man, Dick. Now they look past him, goddammit. He's blown up and everything. They look past his ass when he went to Valdosta. Say they didn't, kid.
You got a point there, shorty.
Say they didn't, kid. Tell me when I said something wrong. That's all you heard Willie Dawg talking about was Trigger Man. That's all you heard him talking about. But when he came
to talk about
it,
he said much now.
Kid. They ain't say that much about it. They got the fuck on out the way. That's how it always been. That's all you got to say to little Will. He's just dumb as shit. You went to Michigan State and dumb as fuck. Vaughn, let me ask you a question.
Man.
What is 51st Street? What is 51st? Is the police on the corner? What the fuck is all
that?
That
sound like
Fed
action.
What that got to do with a question,
like,
man? What the
that sound
fuck
like
that got
action.
To do with? Hey, Vaughn, they with you now. They with you now because you won a couple of shoots. Vaughn, they with you. Why is you mad, though? You mad?
Lil Will, he on your
ass. When I first came to racing, they wasn't with me. Motherfucker, they got with me because they saw a motherfucker winning. Shit, I'm going with y'all. What the fuck is you saying?
Get up, Lil Will. Get up, Lil Will.
What the fuck is he saying, though, kid? You mean to tell me soon Drag came out, they was all with him? No, they saw him knock the motherfucker out. He said, okay, we go on over here. What the fuck is you talking about? That's how it always been.
Get up, Lil Will. Lil Will, get up, Lil Will.
I've been knowing Tutu all my fucking life. When he came out there, I said, you going to get your ass beat. I bet against him. Puerto Rican Pete and fucked him up. He popped the willy and all that. Well, as soon as he got that shit right, motherfucker started sucking on the two nuts. That's how it go, bitch-ass nigga. They going where they can win their money at. The fuck wrong with you? motherfucker. I bet it against grandson when he ran, goddamn it, somebody, I forgot. No, I don't know. No, I bet it against Lil Mo. No, I wasn't grandson. But I'm just saying, if I would have bet it against him, so fucking what? I didn't bet with him or James Black. So fucking what? What difference do it make? If I wanted to bet, I would have bet it. Motherfucker, I won my money already and caught a motherfucker with the dice. I was all right. I ain't had to bet a dime. I just looked at it. Got his ass pulled out. Just dang, got his ass pulled out. Just his ass went. What the fuck is the problem, kid?
Shorty!
Get the fuck out of here, man. I ain't never heard of no shit like that in my life. I'm supposed to jump up and down and lick on your balls and you getting your ass whooped, Avon. I'm supposed to lick on your balls? For what?
Get up, Lil Will. Lil Will, get up.
What the fuck is he talking about? He want to make the show all about that. No, let's make it about your bum ass. You're going to get up there.
Oh, man.
I'll mute the mic. Y'all crazy. Boycott this bitch. I don't even know what the fuck. Y'all don't even fuck. This ass nigga talking about mute the mic. Mute this dick in your mouth, motherfucker. Damn. What the fuck is you talking about? I'm about to mute a motherfucker mic so he can question Vaughn about 51st Street and the Wild Honey. Come on, man.
Sound like,
what the fuck?
Sound like some police action. Sound like some police action.
Talk about your goddamn block. That's amazing to me. How do you guys? They're all rooting for you, Vaughn. Yeah, he went down south and did something that a bitch-ass nigga from Detroit didn't do. And then Louis, you didn't do it. Fuck is you talking about?
Get up, Louis.
Hey, you don't see no motherfucker. You don't see too many motherfuckers rooting for the Bears. But what they was doing in 1985. Mr. Key. What was they doing in 1985?
They were cheering them on.
Sucking on Walter Payton, Dick, the refrigerator, Perry, and every motherfucker. That's what you're supposed to do. Fuck is you talking about, dumbass boy? That boy dumb, man.
You're supposed to glorify a winner.
Yeah. The fuck you look like glorifying a loser?
Well, it's safe to say you're a fuck show up.
You're a stupid motherfucker, man.
Hey, man, with you, man.
This motherfucker is in this man's show, man.
Lord have mercy.
Come on, Lord have mercy.
You don't fuck this show up, Skin.
No.
I'm told him by telling the truth.
Hey, he messed it up. Hey, the truth hurts. Hey, everybody have a turn. Stop hating on people when they winning. And worry about what they're doing.
Man, that was the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Look, Shorty. Shorty.
Man, what the fuck is he talking about?
Shorty.
Yeah.
They glorified Mike Tyson when he was winning. When he started getting his ass whooped,
you ain't lying.
They stopped.
Hey, look. What he got, when he had that motherfucking girl, he had that rape child, they ain't even go see him. They ain't even let him come.
Nope.
Hey, kid.
Well, Fly.
They say R. Kelly was a bad motherfucking singer. Then he got in this trouble. Don't nobody even want to listen to his music.
Nope.
Yeah, Lil Will won't even write the man a letter. He won't even write the man a letter, but he was just singing to it and made a couple babies off of it. He got two kids off of R. Kelly, but he don't even send the
man.
Oh man, he got two kids off of R. Kelly.
Not the bump and grind.
And now all of a sudden, he talking about mute R. Kelly.
Not the bump and grind, shorty.
Oh, you mean to tell me Vaughn them and Mike Redden went out and kicked the man and Will hating on the race?
Not only the Will, he hating on the people that's happy for the man. He talking about
supporting them.
They wasn't with him. He was losing. When was he losing?
Mm-hmm.
When was he losing with Grandson? He didn't raise Grandson to the 50
yards.
The man been winning with Lil Mo. What the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah, him been winning with Lil
Mo. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is Lil Will even talking. Lil Will really trying to, you know what he really tried to do? He tried
to
say
defend himself from his ass. Hey, that's what he trying to do, because it still don't make no
exactly,
sense.
Exactly, Vaughn.
He's trying to shift away.
Exactly, Vaughn.
Yeah, because even if you don't think I'm motherfucking win, that ain't it. Even support is not the right word he should be using, saying that y'all wasn't supporting me then, because it's not even the support. It's the congratulations afterwards. You can still
exactly.
You can still,
and Vaughn, I told you clear as day. I remember 2 years ago, or it might have been 1 year ago. No, I think it was 2 years ago. You said,
no,
hey,
Willie, man, why every time
I race, why?
To hear it happen.
Lil Will, the Willie Lynch of grudge race.
That's the way he
put him in
the
Willie Lynch.
This motherfucker came in, I guess. So let's just say Vaughn lost 10 in a row. We're supposed to be jumping up and down and glorify Vaughn when he losing, because when he start winning, then we can still be on his side. We can holler and say hi when we love you. Man, get the fuck out of here, motherfucker.
From the words of Lil Will.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't hear no motherfucker in America
glorify Lil Tony until he got the Godfather. And he started kicking ass. They wasn't glorifying that man before that.
Oh, man, we know you're a loser, but we're going to glorify you anyway.
Man, get the fuck out of when they start doing that. I just never heard of that. You only good as the last thing you do, they say.
Hating motherfucker came on your skin.
You ain't nothing no more. You have been. You ain't shit. Motherfucker, you ain't raising that car. What we're going to do is raise no street, raise no slow ass car. You ain't doing nothing. And I probably want more money than them.
Like you say, that's why you say that. That's just how that shit go. That's why that what you said earlier makes sense. Whenever you do go clean, get clean, and start winning or whatever, you better enjoy yourself, because you're only good as your last fucking race any goddamn way.
You got a point there, Vaughn.
No, true fact. So you saying you're going to be a punk out paid then. So he over there, he's going to whoop everybody, but every year he end up going to the other road, the lone man road.
Whatever.
He's going to be all right. Congratulations to y'all win, Vaughn. Fuck how they say, because one thing about it, see, like every Sunday when you whoop somebody ass, that's the show. That's all I can tell you. Fuck the good work. If I can't win it, win the shit. Keep winning.
Yeah, right.
As long as they keep watching, they going to keep getting mad, I guess.
Sure.
The motherfucker doing what they love to
that
do.
That man is a natural-born faggot, man.
Oh man!
Told him to mute our mic, man. He said, "Mute."
Hey, boy, but you know what though? I said it, and people didn't believe it. They gave him too much. I told you sooner or later, keep talking about people. When the shit turn around and go to the other side, you ain't gonna be able to take it. Take a look around. You're laughing at everybody breaking lifters and push rides and tearing their motors up. Nigga, you bought yourself into this goddamn broke lift. Let's not talk about everybody, and you ain't got a chance yet. Think about it. Everything used to be cracked about people's cars getting tore up, fuzz, hurting their motors and transmissions. You see what's been happening to him. Every time he goes somewhere, he blow up and breaks up.
Oh, man.
Keep on tearing down people's, and your shit ain't doing nothing. Goddamn father and grandson, and it went way down in Macon and kicked some ass, and that's good. Keep on. It costs money with these goddamn cops.
He's just
keep on kicking ass.
He's just the most negative motherfucker I ever heard of, man.
Hey, when James,
you got a point there.
Hey, when James Black.